Step 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 10 frees us from the wreckage of our present. If we do not stay aware of our defects, they can drive us into a corner that we can't get out of clean. One of the first things we learn in Narcotics Anonymous is that if we use, we lose. By the same token, we won't experience as much pain if we can avoid the things that cause us pain. Continuing to take a personal inventory means that we form a habit of looking at ourselves, our actions, attitudes, and relationships on a regular basis. We are creatures of habit and are vulnerable to our old ways of thinking and reacting. At times it seems easier to continue in the old rut of self-destruction than to attempt a new and seemingly dangerous route. We don't have to be trapped by our old patterns. Today we have a choice. The 10th step can help us correct our living problems and prevent their recurrence. We examine our actions during the day. Some of us write about our feelings, explaining how we felt and what part we might have played in any problems which occurred. Did we cause someone harm? Do we need to admit that we were wrong? If we find difficulties, we make an effort to take care of them. When these things are left undone, they have a way of festering. This step can be a defense against the old insanity. We can ask ourselves if we are being drawn into old patterns of anger, resentment, or fear. Do we feel trapped? Are we setting ourselves up for trouble? Are we too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Are we taking ourselves too seriously? Are we judging our insides by the outside appearances of others? Do we suffer from some physical problem? The answers to these questions can help us deal with the difficulties of the moment. We no longer have to live with the feeling that we have a hole in the gut. A lot of our chief concerns and major difficulties come from our inexperience with living without drugs. Often when we ask an old-timer what to do, we are amazed at the simplicity of the answer. The 10th step can be a pressure relief valve. We work this step while the day's ups and downs are still fresh in our minds. We list what we have done and try not to rationalize our actions. This may be done in writing at the end of the day. The first thing we do is stop. Then we take the time to allow ourselves the privilege of thinking. We examine our actions, reactions, and motives. We often find that we've been doing better than we've been feeling. This allows us to examine our actions and admit fault before things get any worse. We need to avoid rationalizing. We promptly admit our faults, not explain them. We work this step continuously. This is a preventive action. The more we work this step, the less we will need the corrective part of this step. This step is a great tool for avoiding grief before we bring it on ourselves. We monitor our feelings, emotions, fantasies, and actions. By constantly looking at ourselves, we are able to avoid repeating the actions that make us feel bad. We need this step even when we're feeling good and when things are going well. Good feelings are new to us, and we need to nurture them. In times of trouble, we can try the things that work during the good times. We have the right to feel good. We have a choice. The good times can also be a trap. The danger is that we may forget that our first priority is to stay clean. For us, recovery is more than just pleasure. We need to remember that everyone makes mistakes. We will never be perfect. However, we can accept ourselves by using Step 10. By continuing a personal inventory, we are set free in the here and now from ourselves and the past. We no longer justify our existence. This step allows us to be ourselves.